بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النصيحة. The chapter on good counsel. This is a new chapter, and it is brought in this kitab because it is meant for all of us. The ayat which are mentioned are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whose specific job was to give good counsel, advice, nasihat to people. But the fact remains that it is a duty upon all of us that we give good advice to people. Not only when they ask us for advice, but this should be a natural part of our life. That wherever we, not only wherever we get a chance, but we should look for the opportunity to give advice. In this we can consider ourselves how weak we are, that in our own family also we don't give one another good advice. Somebody might be lacking in namaz. If we think that we ever tell that person in a nice way, in a proper way, according to Sharia, that keep on making your namaz. In a house, for example, we know somebody is not making tilawat of Quran Sharif. If we advise that person that read Quran Sharif, like that many, many other matters, akhlaq, etc., many other things. And the sad part is that today we have reached that level which comes in the hadith, that a time will come when people will stop giving good advice to one another. So the Sahaba was shocked at that, and they said, can that ever happen? That when you see somebody not doing something right and you don't tell him. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, more or less the words are informed that it will be worse than that. People will give advice on wrong things. Today, unfortunately, we encourage one another on so many wrong things, whether it is sports, whether it is some function, a birthday party, or any other thing. In that we encourage one another, clothing, wearing clothes like the kuffar, etc. On those things we encourage one another. So this is a very, very sad state that we have landed ourselves in. Anyway, this chapter here is to remind us that we should be giving good advice to people wherever we get a chance. Today we say, which is also very common, that I didn't say anything that people will feel bad. We are not responsible for that. We are responsible to say the thing and say it in the best suitable way. If somebody, for madunya's things, so for example, somebody is going somewhere, and we warn the person, we give him advice, see, you are passing that place, there are usually speed traps there. So we don't think the person will feel bad about it, that we are telling him. In fact, if we don't tell him, he will feel offended, that you people knew and you didn't remind me. Or there are places where they hijack cars, and we don't tell people, we don't warn them, they will feel offended. For dunya's things, we do give advice. But for deen's matters, unfortunately, we don't. We should try and bring that into us. That's a quality of a believer, to give advice of deen matters, things that will make our deen come right. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Allah says the believers are all brothers. And really this very ayat explains where a brother wants good for his brothers, for his family people. Anyone wants to harm somebody, we go to their defense. We help them out, and the biggest help that we can give is about deen matters, that we give advice to one another. When we are brothers to one another, brothers, sisters, we are in the family, and the whole ummah, it should be our duty. We very worry about the man of the ummah, what bad habits people have got, we have got, and with regard to women, also, as far as deen is concerned, parda is concerned, etc. what is called Shari Parda. Not one parda, that's what we call parda, just for the namesake of it. But the proper parda, all those things we are very much lacking, but we don't advise one another. وقال تعالى إخبارا عن النوح عليه السلام وأنصحوا لكم. Allah تبارك وتعالى also says in the Quran Sharif with regard to Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the whole chapter is devoted many times to Surah Nuh is recited in Fajr Namaz, and the whole surah that in the different ways Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام went to his people. That was his specific job, and he went during the day, at night, secretly, privately, in all ways he went, and he advised them to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, not to transgress and disobey the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So he was doing that all the time. Today we very seldom do that, that we should give it as good advice to people to obey the laws of Allah. And it isn't only like, for example, if we go in Kash and then we just give a da'wat, or we go for 40 days, we make bayan, etc. But this must be part and parcel of our life. A Muslim is such that it is part and parcel of his life that he gives this advice. وَعَنْ هُودٍ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ. And Allah says with regard to Hud alayhi salatu wasalam that I am a nasih, that is the ismi fa'il, and that is a sifat, a quality that is with the person all the time, all the time. And I am ameen, I am trustworthy. What I'm telling you is not just a haphazard, not just hearsay, not sucking it out of my finger, but it is a real, real, real message. So like that, the whole of Deen. And those were Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hud alayhi salam, the Anbiya of the past, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the final Nabi. And we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, wherever he got, not only he looked and he went and he gave people da'wah. And it is astonishing how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should go to the people and give them advice and give for their goodness. For example, in Taif, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went and they stoned him, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became unconscious. When he gained consciousness, again he went to them. And he told them, I am the Nabi of Allah, and I want to save you from the azab of Jahannam. I want to save you from the azab of the Qabr. That's why I'm giving you this advice. So that is how we also should be. May Allah give me as all tawfiq that we bring this aspect of our of deen into our lives also, that we keep on giving good advice to people. Subhanallah. Thank you.